Louis Farrakhan on Ukraine conflict, U.S., Russia will fall, all white power has to end. By Joshua Klein on March 8, 2022. In a four-hour speech peppered with anti-Semitic rhetoric, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan attacked the United States, accusing it of harming and killing millions of people domestically and around the world while claiming the country has yet to pay for its crimes and would fall along with Russia and all white power, with the recent conflict in Ukraine paving the way. In his swan song address delivered last week at the Mosque Maryam, which serves as the Nation of Islam headquarters in Chicago, Farrakhan spoke during the annual celebration of Savior's Day, which marks the birth of the faith's founder, W. Far Muhammad. Outlining the fall of the United States, Farrakhan predicted that the war that Russian President Vladimir Putin started in Ukraine is going to spread, and America is going to be drawn into a war in Europe. Claiming that America don't have a future, he argued the country still had yet to pay for its actions. Did you think that you could kill off millions of Native Americans? Did you think you can take a nation out of Africa and do what America has done and is continuing to do? Do you think that the Mexicans who once owned Arizona, California, New Mexico, Colorado, some parts of Utah, that's Native American and Mexican land? Do you think what America has done to the Native people she don't have to pay for that? Do you think what she's done to us she doesn't have to pay for that? God would not be just to allow America to escape for what America has done. Not only to us and to the Mexicans and to the Indians, but to people around the world, he added. The provocative Muslim minister called to look at what's happening in Ukraine. Putin, 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 now you out there, baby. Excuse me, Mr. President, you're out there, he said. You're going to pay a price, and you feel strong, but look at how God take us, the Ukrainian people, and shame us, you big bad Russia. You should never have come at them like that, he added. So now you're feeling some heat inside your own house, but you're not gonna stop. He then attempted to tie the current events into messages he claims to have previously delivered to former President Donald Trump, warning him to repent for the country's deeds. I told President Trump, I said, you were not gonna repent. So God is gonna have to slap you down, he said. He also claims to have told the former president to fall on his knees in repentance. Look, Mr. Trump, you got a place in the White House. Go in it and fall down on your knees and repent. This is what I said, he stated. Because if you don't repent, you can't get extra time. If you continue to do what you do, your time is up, he added. You see, three black women district attorneys, attorney generals, are bringing Trump before the law. These are black women, he don't like that. Eat it and sing. Warning America that the final call has been issued. Farrakhan claimed that for 40 years the paper is out and now judgment is coming down in full. So the messenger, Elijah Muhammad, said, Europe will be one of the worst war areas of all the world. Europe. Watch Berlin, he said. And when you start going away, the messenger said, you'll go away by the tens of thousands to fight, he said, but you'll come back by the fives and tens. You can't win another war. Russia, this will be your undoing too, he concluded. You see, all white power has to end. Farrakhan also portrayed COVID vaccines, which were initially developed under the Trump administration, as part of a plot to wipe out the black population. Do you know how long they have been working on black people in a genocidal birth control plot and plan? He asked. Describing the Nation of Islam, the nation's largest and best-known black nationalist group, as on the opposite side of the government of the United States of America, Farrakhan charged that, unlike white folks and Jewish people, black citizens were being provided a vaccine that is killing us by zip code. He also insisted he was neither frightened by the U.S. government nor the Jews and their power, claiming he was defeating the minions of Satan. Farrakhan, who once described descending into a flying saucer and hearing the voice of Nation of Islam leader Elijah Muhammad predicting historical events that came to pass, has long railed against white people, Jews, and the United States. In the past, the Nation of Islam leader charged that black men and women have always been looked upon as the property of white America, and particularly, members of the Jewish community, and that white people are potential humans who haven't evolved yet. In April, Capitol Hill police officer William Evans was killed by a knife-wielding man in a violent ramming attack at the Capitol. The suspect was identified as a follower of Farrakhan's. In 2020, Farrakhan's Nation of Islam channel was removed from YouTube for advancing anti-Semitic claims. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.